朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？神渴望借着救恩的原则，借着救恩的关系，叫我们确定跟他中间个人一个亲密的程度。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that God really desires through the relationship of the salvation or the principle that God really desires for us to have that father and child, daughter, son's close relationship with Him.
这个中国人很麻烦的。
Chinese are really troublesome sometimes.
领养的孩子到最后还说不是我生的。
That they adopt the children and to the end they will say this is not from me.
就是领养了已经在法律上合法的关系真正父子了，到有一天他不高兴说你看他不是我生的。
Even that they adopt the children legally that they have these children but yet one day they would say that, you know, I didn't give birth to him.
我们小孩子也很惧怕，等他不乖的时候，一听见说，到底妈妈我是不是你生的？也问这个问题是不是
？So when children sometimes when they misbehave, that they will be very afraid. They say, "Mom, did you really give birth to me?"
哎，新约里面认识我们认识神的人，做神的儿女，都是神所接纳的。
Brothers and sisters, that in the New Testament, everyone who received Jesus Christ to be His child is received by God.
你知道我认识一位基督徒的弟兄。
I know this Christian brother.
他领养了孩子。
He adopted children.
孩子长大以后问说我到底是不是你们生的。
When the child grew up and asked whether the parents gave birth to him.
这个父亲不能说谎。
The father could not lie.
但是他说了一句很有智慧的话。
But he said something really wisely.
他说孩子是我特别拣选你的。
He said, son, I especially choose you.
你知道被拣选跟接纳做神的儿子，这是更重要一件事。
You know that it's even more important that to be chosen, to be received as child of God is more important.
你特别是我拣选的。
You are the special one that I choose.
今天我们讲了非常严肃的事情。
We talk about something very serious.
你们看不看篮球啊
？You watch basketball?
Shaq O'Neal.
Shaq O'Neal.
嗯哼，他的父亲，深深的父亲，有一次说他要来认儿子。
His biological father once he said that he wanted to reconcile with his son or to recognize his son.
Shaq O'Neal 说我不认识你。
Shaq O'Neal says I don't know you.
我只有一位父亲。
Only one father.
那就是领养我，把我抚养长大，让我能有今天的我的父亲。
The one who adopted me, raised me, brought me to this day, that's my father.
我不知道弟兄姊妹看到这段新闻有什么感触。
I don't know how you felt when you heard about this news.
当我看见这段新闻的时候，我说，不管你喜不喜欢 Shaq O'Neal。
When I watched this news and I felt like regardless whether you like him or not.
这里有基督徒，有圣经里面所讲的真理。
Here it contains the truth that Christians or the Bible talked about.
我们每一个人都是神所生的，也是神所接纳的，神所选择的。
Every one of us that God gives us birth, God accepted, choose us.
这里说我们所拜的我们知道因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
Here it says that we worship what we do know for salvation is from the Jews.
我已经讲了整个旧约以色列人历史救恩从犹太人出来对我们什么意义呢
I talked about the Old Testament, the history of the Israelites. What does that mean that salvation is from the Jews?
假如你知道你已经承受了耶稣基督所给你的救恩。
If you know, then you must have received the salvation that Jesus gives you.
这个救恩带你认识父神，跟父神有儿子的关系。
This salvation brings you to know God the Father, and then the Father-Son relationship.
这也是你敬拜的原因。
This is the reason why you worship.
当耶稣基督复活升天的时候，说了一句非常重要的话。
Before Jesus was resurrected, he said something that's very important.
他对玛利亚说什么？
What did he say to Mary?
他说我要升上去见我的父。
I'm going to be ascended. I'm going to see my father.
也是你们的父。
And who is also your father?
见我的神也是你们的神。
Meet my God, who is also your God.
因着耶稣基督救恩的完成，我们完全合法的得着了像耶稣基督做神儿子的地步。
For the fulfillment of Jesus Christ in salvation, that we legally we receive this right this status.
耶稣基督怎样是神儿子
？How did Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
今天你我。在这个关系上也一样是神的儿子。
Likewise, you and I in this relationship, we are all His children.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督教导我们什么
？What did Jesus Christ teach us, brothers and sisters?
在一个生命的关系里面，我们才会懂得什么要敬拜父。
In this relationship, that we would know how to worship the Father.
不仅这样，我们敬拜不仅是知道敬拜的对象，更要。对他有认识。
Not only so, now we need to know the one we worship, but we need to come to have the knowledge of him.
我们对父神的认识越多，我们所以敬拜的原因也更多。
The more we have the knowledge of our Father, then we will know more reasons of why we worship him.
这就是为什么每个组织在这里敬拜中间有一部分要教导神的话语。
This is why that every Sunday as we worship here, there's a part that we want to teach the Word of God.
不错，因为我们知道敬拜的对象。
It's right because we know the one that we worship.
但是对于这个对象的认识有多深，却是一个时间的累积。
But yet, how much do we know the one we worship? It takes time.
我们的孩子。对我们的认识也是慢慢增加的。
Our children will take time gradually get to know us.
我的孩子从前对我的认识不多。
My daughters did not used to know me that much in the past.
人家问他说你的父亲干什么的
？When they ask what does your father do?
他说我的父亲是改稿子的。
They say that my father would edit articles.
因为我一天到晚有空在家里就拿着稿子在改初中生图嘛。
Back then, because we have this magazine for All Saints, so at home, if I have time, I would edit the articles.
你看看现在已经第十几，不晓得第二十卷还是多少卷，那就是有多少年了。
Now we have come to volume 20 some, so it means that we have 20 some years.
你算算看，我的孩子在五六岁的时候，他们是懂事，就是爸爸天天在改稿子。
So when my children were at 5 or 6 years old, when they understood things, that they only saw me editing articles.
他们也许还知道爸爸在教会里讲道的。
They also knew that father would preach at church.
但是不多。
But they don't know that much.
我的儿女一直到他们大学快要毕业的时候才知道哦爸爸原来很幽默的。
Until they were about to graduate from college, they realized how humorous their father is.
因为他们印象里面爸爸一天到晚都是板着脸孔讲话的。
In their impression that their fathers usually have strict face towards them.
我从前讲到也不讲笑话的。
In the past, when I preach, I don't crack up jokes.
所以他们的印象在家里爸爸不笑的。
So at home, their impression is father didn't smile.
在教会里爸爸也不笑的。
At church, he didn't smile, laugh much either.
所以他们的结论爸爸是不笑的。
So their conclusion is that their father didn't smile or laugh.
我花了很长的时间才叫我的儿女相信我是很有幽默感的。
It took me a long, long, long time for my daughters to believe that I have a sense of humor.
我从前那教会我花了更长时间，到现在还没有完全叫他们相信我是很有幽默感的。
More church, I took me a long, long, long time, even to this time now, that some of them still didn't believe that I have a sense of humor.
你看见你们这里对父神的认识，因着我们时间、生命的成长会有不同。
It takes time and the growth of our life. Our knowledge of our Father may be different.
为什么我们常常觉得一个老练的人会带给我们生命？
How come we often feel a mature person will bring life to us?
因为在他祷告跟神讲话的时候，他读经认识神话语的时候，我们知道他所认识的超过我们所认识。
For when he prays, when he talks with God, when he studies the Bible, read the words of God, we would realize that what he knows is exceeding us.
这就是为什么我们受感动的原因。
This is why we're touched.
所以不仅我们要认识所敬拜的，更要知道所敬拜的，并且不断的知道。
Not only that we need to know what we, whom we worship, we need to get to know them and continue to grow knowledge in Him.
我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
We worship what we do now, for salvation is from the Jews.
底下耶稣又说一句话。
And then Jesus added something following that.
他说，时候将到，如今就是了。
Yet the time is coming and has now come.
21节里面耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到
Verse 21 Jesus said that Believe me woman A time is coming
现在主说时候将到现在如今就是了
And Jesus then said Yet a time is coming and has now come
为什么
Why
有两个原因
Two reasons
第一个耶稣说话的时候永远就是对的时间
First is that when Jesus says things that he is always in the right time context.
因为耶稣认为这个妇人已经懂得什么叫敬拜，现在就可以敬拜了。
For Jesus knew that this woman understood what worship is about, so she could worship now.
当然这里第二个原因可能包括了，因为耶稣知道整个的时代来讲，现在就是因为耶稣基督将要成全救恩了。
Yet from another perspective is that from the whole time perspective, Jesus knows that he soon will fulfill the salvation. So now is the time.
从神的时候来讲，当耶稣基督降世为人的时候，新约就开始了。
From the perspective of God, that when Jesus was born into this earth, the New Testament then thus began. Because in the Old Testament, there's no one ever seen God, only in the New Testament, that when His Son manifests Him, that's the beginning of the New Testament.
对于我们来讲更没有问题，如今就是了。
As for us, it's never a problem because now it's the time.
时候将到，如今就是了。
A time is coming and now it is at this time.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
这里讲到怎么样敬拜。
Here it talked about how to worship.
讲到心灵和诚实。
It's the in spirit and in truth.
也可以翻作用我们灵和用真理。
And then it can talk about to use our spirit to use truth.
当然真理的面表现在我们对他的信服、信靠、完全相信上面。
Of course, to manifest truth is to show our total obedience and surrender, total trust in Him.
所以这个真理也可以翻作诚实。
So this truth can be translated as honesty.
好像这里耶稣讲的话，这个敬拜者应当是用心灵，用他最真诚的表现来敬拜神。
So here Jesus talked about the worshippers ought to worship him in his most sincere, genuine, sense.
但是我们如果脱开这个主观的经历的话，我们要分析一下到底什么叫心灵诚实来敬拜。
Aside from our subjective experience, let's talk about what is to worship him in truth and in spirit.
用心灵的意思用我们的灵
In spirit, using our spirit.
那我们必须说到今天我们这个人是有灵的
So we must realize that we do have the spirits.
神造人的时候就用他的气息吹在人的鼻孔里圣经说他就成了有灵的活人
When God created people that he breathed the air into the nostril then he became a man with the spirit
这个灵是所以人能够敬拜神的原因
This is because of the spirit that we can worship God
这个灵也是我们刚才所说所以我们和神能够有关系亲密关系的原因
This is because of the spirit that just now like we say that's the reason why we could have an intimate relationship with God
这个灵今天也在你我的里面
The spirit is also in you and in me
因为神应许我们说在我们信的人他要把新的灵放在我们里面
For God promised us that for those of us who believe in him he will place a new spirit in us
这个灵是我们得救之后所必然有的 一个功能。
The Spirit is after we, are saved, that we will experience that function.
当我们信主的时候，让圣灵进来我们心里的时候。
When we believe the Lord and invite the Spirit to come into our heart.
神就借此点活了我们人里面这盏灯。
Through this, that God would lighten up the light, in our heart.
因此我们里面有光。
So we do have the light.
因此我们里面有爱。
So we have the love.
因此里面我们有能力。
So we have the power.
我们不知道这是圣灵还是我们自己的灵。
Sometimes we wonder whether it's the Holy Spirit or our own spirit.
但是没有关系，因为圣灵进来就是让我们灵里面能够活泼，能够健壮。
Sometimes that's okay because when the Holy Spirit comes into us, so that we can be alive, that we can be strong.
希伯来书九章十四节说，因着耶稣基督的宝血洁净我们的良心，叫我们能够侍奉这位永活的神。
Hebrews 9:14 talk about because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ that can cleanse our conscience so that we can serve this living God.
这个良心的功用是在我们灵里面的。
The function of the conscience lies in our spirit.
意思就是说，这个良心叫我们最深处认识我们自己的光景。
Which means that the conscience would know us the most inner deep as part of us.
所以一个信徒应当是有良心的人。
So a believer ought to be someone who has conscience.
你千万不要被人说，如果有人说你这没有良心，你要好好的反省。
So if someone said that you really don't have any conscience, then you ought to really examine yourselves.
所以夫妻相骂的时候最好也不要这样说。
So when couples, argue with each other, don't ever use that word.
他可能暂时刚硬，但是里面的良心是知道的。
Perhaps he was stubborn for the moment, but yet in the conscience in him would know.
我对这些夫妻中间吵架有经验的人，没有经验的人讲的啊。
For those who don't have the experience in terms of couples argument, this is what I'm talking about.
当你在你争吵的时候，实在良心不是没有感觉的。
When you argue, it's not that your conscience didn't feel a thing.
不过可能我们一时不能够顺服里面的感觉。
But perhaps at the moment that we couldn't yield into that sense of conscience, we couldn't soften up.
我之所以能够对没有经验的人讲，因为我是很有经验的。
The reason why I can say to those who don't have much experience because I have a lot of experiences in that area.
如果你有经验，可能你也会跟我讲一样的道。
If you have the experience, perhaps you'll give the same sermon as I do.
但弟兄姊妹，你注意到吗？我们讲这些事情用灵来敬拜神。
But brothers and sisters, when we talk about that, we worship God with spirit.
这个灵就是我们里面最深处跟神的关系。
The spirit is that in our, deep, utmost, sense of our relationship with God.
这个灵也就是我们今天所以为基督徒一个最基本的事物。
This is the spirit that concerns to the most basic things of Christians.
昨天我在Stephen 家里，我们在一起吃饭。
Yesterday we had dinner at Stephen's house.
他们都在讲节食。
They were talking about dieting.
我就很警觉。
I was very alert.
我就也觉得自己太胖了一点。
I felt like I'm a bit on the heavy side.
不过无论胖了瘦都有一个同样的灵。
But whether we are heavy or light skinny, we have the same spirit.
我不晓得胖子的灵是不是胖一点。
I don't know the spirit of those who are heavy are on the fat side.
您就瘦一点，不晓得。
The skinny one has the skinny spirit.
但是正如我们讲身体的情况一样，我们的灵也有健康的时候，有不健康的时候。
But just like our physical condition, our spirit, some of us will be healthy, others not.
所以我们需要用神的话来帮助我们。校正我们，改变我们，来影响我们，使我们的灵里面刚强起来。
So we need the word of God to teach us, to correct us, to change us, so that the spirit inside of us can be strengthened.
这样的话，我们就能够很自然的在正常的情况里面敬拜神。
Doing so that we can worship God under normal condition.
刚才我已经提了一些关于真理的问题。
Just now I talked a bit about the truth.
现在时间不太够，我就跳过不讲。
Due to time constraint, I'll skip that.
最后我要提到一件事情。
Finally, I want to mention one thing.
这里三次这样说。
Three times here it mentioned this.
我们说说看是不是这样哈。
Let's see. Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。 神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
这英文就讲得比较清楚，三次提到敬拜者。
Three times here talked about worshippers.
并且这里耶稣说神在寻找敬拜者。
Here, that God says that God seeks worshippers.
今天我们听见这篇耶稣的信息讲的用绝对不是一个真理而已。
Here we hear this message about that to worship God in spirit and truth. It's not only just a truth.
当我们听见这样的话的时候，我们应该问自己。
When we hear this message, we ought to ask ourselves.
你是不是一个敬拜者？我是不是一个敬拜者？
Are you a worshipper? Am I a worshipper?
如果你是一个敬拜者，
If you were a worshipper,
你就要晓得耶稣说不在撒玛利亚，也不在耶路撒冷，而是你跟父神的关系。
Then you shall know that Jesus says that it's not in Samaria nor in Jerusalem, rather it's your relationship with God.
于是你自然会问，自然会下结论，今天不是我在教会里面怎么样敬拜，而是我在生命中间，在家庭中间，在我的工作中间，在我个人和神独处的时候，我怎样敬拜他。
So naturally you would ask and conclude that today it's not where I worship, rather it's in my life, in my work, in my family, when in my personal quiet time with God, how do I worship Him?
不是我到某个地方才去表现一种敬拜的仪式。
It's not where I go to express or to show the sacrament of worshiping.
因为你不能把敬拜的地方带在你的身上。
For you cannot bring worshiping place, on your own.
但是你必须跟父神中间，无论你在什么地方，都有一个敬拜的关系。
But wherever you are, you must develop that worship relationship with God the Father.
而且继续不断的来扩大，来增强你跟父神中间的关系。
Continue to expand and strengthen the relationship with the Father.
不仅刚开始从救恩里面你知道耶稣是神是你的父。
Not only from the salvation, you realize that God is your father.
并且不断的继续不断的更深的认识他，更多的知道他。
You need to continue to get to know him more and deeply.
如果你是一个敬拜者，你里面应当对神有更强烈不止息的更强的盼望，要不断认识他。
For you are a worshipper, that you really have a growing strong desire wanting to know him.
不仅这样，你更加应当常常在你自己的灵里面被提醒。
Not only so, you often need to be reminded in your spirit.
保持你灵的健康状况。
To maintain your spirit in a healthy condition.
主神。
Often come to in touch with God.
经常用神的话语，用真理来提醒我们自己。
Often use the word of God and truth to remind ourselves.
叫我们里外能够真实的表现。
So that we can truly manifest inside out.
就像我刚才所说，这位苗族的弟兄 John Lee 一样，他的生命表明他对神的真实认识。
Just like the Hmong brother John Lee that I talked about, through his life, he truly knew God.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
God is a spirit, so those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
让我们记住，神在寻找这样的敬拜者。
Let us remember that God seeks this kind of worshippers.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你今天所有真理的启示。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving truth.
借着你和撒玛利亚妇人的谈话，把极重要的真理带给你的儿女。
Through the dialogue between you and the Samaritan woman, that you brought us very important truth.
主啊，父就是你的父，也是我们的父。
Lord, Father is your Father, He is also our Father.
神就是你的神，也是我们的神。
God is your God and is our God.
今天神正在寻找。用心灵，今天神正在寻找真实的敬拜者。
Now God is seekers.
主，既然你教导我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
God, since you teach us how to worship you in spirit and truth.
求主常借着圣经的真理提醒我们教导我们改变我们
We ask the Lord often use the Bible or the truth to teach us and remind us and change us
让我们的里外都能表现真理
So that we can show truth inside out
不仅这样叫我们灵常被提醒
Not only so, remind our spirit often
求主常洁净我们
We ask the Lord to often cleanse us
保守我们
Keep us
让我们的灵能够与你有亲密的关系
So that and then this relationship can continue to grow
让我们越来越认识神
So that we will get to know God more and more
就是我们的神
That who is our God
认识我的父
To know our Father, my Father
主啊求主恩待我们
Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us.
我们这样祷告
We pray all this.
把一切的荣耀、赞美、敬拜、感谢、爱戴、尊贵、权柄、能力、智慧、丰富，都赐给我，都归给我们的神。
May all the glory, praise, worship, love, adoration all be given to our God the Father.
靠耶稣基督。
In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。